Visiting today with Trey Lamb, Oklahoma Conservation Commission. We just had our third drought meeting today. What were your biggest takeaways?
Well, it was the kind of the beginning of the next phase, which was how to utilize the $20 million that the legislature appropriated in their special session. So I think there was a lot of thoughtful comments, both from the public, from our legislators, and from the Drought Commission itself. We've looked at the applications that have come in so far. We've got over 1,300 applications that are conservation districts for things such as pond clean out, water well drilling, tapping onto rural water. So we know that we have a big demand out there. We're infusing another $5 million into that process so that we're going to see how those applications go, where the increased or continual demand is, come back in a week to 2 weeks, probably put some more money towards it, and just try to continue to meet the need until we really met as much of the need as we can with the funds that we have. But we want to do it in a considerate way so that we don't commit the money before we know what the total demand is.
So speaking of demand, are you seeing it kind of across the board? Or are you seeing more counties with more demand? Or what are you seeing so far for applications?
Well, it seems like some counties, such as, say, Craig County in far northeastern Oklahoma, had 170 applications themselves just in that one county. So there are some areas that have been more interested. And one thing we have seen is a great deal more interest from eastern Oklahoma and kind of that east central Oklahoma, because they've had drought before, but they also have had a significant amount of water resources. So it's been rare that they've seen ponds dry out, wells dry up like they have in this drought, because really kind of that target area of this drought, the most severe part is in kind of the east central southeast part of the state. So we've seen a lot of demand from that area in general.
And I know the Ag Secretary brought up today that she'd really like to see the funds be retroactive, and you kind of spoke to that as well. So what does that look like going forward?
Well, that's not something that we normally do at whether you're talking about the Oklahoma Conservation Commission or the Natural Resource Conservation Service. We really like to go out and inspect and see that there is an issue there. There's a natural resource issue, whether it's water or brush or erosion, and then plan and implement practices, approve practices, let the producer go out and address those, whether themselves or through a contractor, and then we reimburse them for the work once we see that it's done correctly. If the work's already done, when we go out, we're not completely aware of what that situation is. What the Drought Commission decided today was the drought began in this phase in June. Some people have gone out and gone ahead and because their ponds were dry and cleaned them out. And we're going to go back and look to be sure that there was water in that in years past. We can estimate the size of that pond and how much dirt was moved. And the Drought Commission really felt like that was necessary work. And so we're going to implement that. It'll be a little different, but this is an emergency. So our normal rules or guidelines perhaps don't apply. So we'll implement this. We'll find a way to do it. And we feel that with the instructions from the Drought Commission that our conservation districts will be able to deliver.
And you talked a little bit about we're going to get the additional $5 million, so that will just go into the pile of the $3 million so you can basically serve more people.
Right. And so normally what districts do is they'll get in these applications and they can go so far down their list, say, you know, kind of like ranking of anything, they can get the top three, the top 10 done, and they'll just keep working their way down. So the more money that's put into it, the further down the list we can go. Some districts may get, you know, the money may be enough for all the applications they have. Others, it may not make a dent in it. And hopefully then we can also redirect the money, like you asked about before. If there are specific counties, we might want to, in the next round, send more money to those counties where we still have a big backlog, rather than make it even across all counties.
You did have a great point today, though. You said make sure you're going to your FSA office first, because there's programs that you can't necessarily double dip in, so we want to make sure that we're sending our producers to FSA to make sure they're covered there first.
And that's really key on the transportation of hay and of water. That's been something that people are very interested in, but that is a program that the USDA Farm Service Agency has currently going on. But if they receive funding from them and receive funding from the state, then that funding has to be, the state funding has to be deducted out of the federal funding. So they're not really gaining anything by applying from both pots. It can't be an extra payment. So we would encourage them first to go to Farm Service Agency for those needs and also for their grazing loss, because the grazing loss is a really good way for ranchers to come up with funds to go out and buy new hay. So, or buy hay to replace what they've lost from the grazing. And that's a robust program for myself, for a cattle producer, for a adult mama cow. You know, they can receive as much as $47 a month per cow unit. So that, it won't make you whole, but that'll go a ways towards buying hay to keep yourself going.
And you also talked a little bit today about expanding this program to not just cattle producers.
Right. And so we're expanding to all livestock producers who have livestock, whether they're cattle or horses, as long as they're used in to create the livelihood for the producer, for the farmer and rancher. So if they're working horses or horses that are part of their income, you know, in whatever form of equine, but also for all animals that are used in a farming operation that create income for the family.
So next drought meeting, will we still continue to have these until we spend all the money?
Well, probably so, or until the drought ends. And that is, that's one thing, it's possible. We never know in Oklahoma. We have these sudden changes in the weather. This time of year, it's hard to come up with a statewide large rain event. We're going into the winter, which is actually sometimes drier than the summer. We just don't always notice it because the temperatures aren't as hot. Mm-hmm. So we're especially December, January, February are very dry months. And so we don't anticipate this drought ending until probably the spring rains come. So yes, we'll meet again soon and reevaluate, and we really need the public to let us know. And we don't mind the calls or emails and that sort of thing, or even contact your legislator. Let them know, they contact us as well, so that we're doing really what the public needs, what our farming and ranching community need.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.